Ecclesiastes 3:1. He said to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. And then he started listing, telling us different seasons and different times and the things that happens in different seasons and different times. The Bible says it happens to our purpose. It happens because of our purpose. The season and the time doesn't just happen just like that. It happens because of what? Something for our purpose. Amen.
Amen.
Last week, we are dealing this month with understanding the time. And then we talk about how things happen, not when it is spoken, but when the purpose of which the prophecy is given, when that time has reached for the prophecy to happen. When for that purpose, when the time comes, it happens. So we gave the example of our Lord Jesus Christ being prophesied in the book of Genesis chapter 3 verse 15. And it didn't happen until, according to theologians, about 2,000 years later. We are not sure, but that is what they tell us and we accept it. Amen?
Amen.
And the book of Galatians said, at the right time was when Jesus came. Something was spoken. It took 2,000. Meaning that purpose, for anyone's purpose in life, that thing for you to be able to fulfill your purpose in life, it takes time. It could also take what? Seasons. For there is time and season for our purpose. To everything that we have on this earth, or that happens on this earth. This ministry, we have the motto, fulfilling purposes. Actually, the name of this church, at the very beginning when I was talking to our leaders, what God put is God's fulfilling purpose ministry. And then somehow I was not satisfied with just that. We agreed, we wrote down the name. And I'm not too sure now if I remember that we pronounced it to the congregation, but I was not satisfied. So I was still meditating by the Spirit. And then it came to me. What make the purpose to be fulfilled? How do you get it done? By the power of the anointing. By the power of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of God is what releases the strength and the flowing by the Spirit of God. And so, we call the name Anointing of God Ministries. With the Lotto. With the Nari Lotto. Wow, we will win Lotto to this week. No, I don't play. With the motto of fulfilling purposes. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose. So we have learned that when God spoke to Abraham, after Abraham brought the sacrifice, the Lord said, this is what is going to happen to your great-grandchildren. The Bible tells us that thing that God spoke, it happens within 430 years before the word was fulfilled. It didn't happen when Abraham received it. Matthew 16:3. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Matthew 16:3. When they were asking Jesus concerning the season and time, he said something out of his mind unto the people that were questioning him. That is the Pharisees. It's like him talking to us today, talking to the astrologers, talking to the scientists. You are so knowledgeable in some things, and you are not knowledgeable to understand the time. You are so knowledgeable in some things, and you are not knowledgeable enough, especially the church. We don't take it serious to know the seasons that we are. He said, and in the morning it will be stormy, stormy day, for the sky is red and threatening. You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times. Meaning that God wants us to know how to interpret the signs of the times. When things are happening, like coronavirus, it is for you as a Christian to search the word of God to ask, what has made this thing to happen? How is there anything according to the word of God that is written concerning this thing? You are in a stage of your own life. You are going through a phase of your own life. You are going through a season and a time of your own life. You need to pause. You need to sit down. You need to think. You need to meditate through the word of God and ask yourself questions. Why am I going through this phase? Why am I going through this season and this time? What is making this thing to happen to me? Because the Bible is telling us that for everything, that there is a season and there is a time to a purpose. That means something that leads you to the fulfilling of the purpose. Are you hearing me? Is it the enemy fighting against you? He's for a purpose. The enemy fought against Joseph and led Joseph to his purpose. Through what? Persecution. Through what? Selling him as a slave. It was not a season that was pleasant, but it was a season that led him. That was season, a pleasant season, led him to his purpose that God has chosen for him. Until he got there, the actual fulfillment of his purpose, of the gift of God inside him, did not come to pass. So we need to know how to think. We need to know how to meditate. It's not a joking thing that the word of God said unto us that we should meditate upon his word so that we can have good success. And he said, meditate upon my word day in, day out. Amen. So at times we fail because we don't think good enough. I'm not saying because we don't think enough. Because we don't think good enough. Because worrying does not help us. But thinking wisely, meditating wisely, brings answers in the spirit. The book of Job we read last week, he said in a deep sleep, in a vision of the night, God exposes the secret of the darkness for us to be able to know what to do. Amen. And according to what we have learned, we are going further today. The book of Proverbs 4 from verse 5. It said, get wisdom, get understanding. How can you be able to deal with the seasons? How can you be able to deal with the times that is actually moving you to a purpose? You need to know, I need to know, we need to know how to go for wisdom. It said, get wisdom, get understanding. A deep thinking, without meditating, without thinking, without putting the ideas through your head, through your mind, through my mind, through your spirit, through my spirit. If we don't work it out, we won't get understanding. Now, wisdom is how to do something. Understanding is how to make it work. You know, we are doing this floor. We knew we have to put it like this, click it, it will click. But we still have to know that all this thing together as it be. Understanding of the level make us to know how to apply the wisdom well and know what to use to make it to be okay. Understanding of how it works. Understanding of how you can put it together. Make the wisdom become beautiful. Make the wisdom to become glorious. Make the wisdom to become that becomes an evidence. Because wisdom is you knowing how to apply what knowledge. Understanding, gather this together, put the joints together, that to make it to be smooth and to be well developed for our purpose. Amen. So he said, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not. Aye. What an instruction. Forget it not. Don't forget to get wisdom for your marriage, for your home. It's not enough when we say it. We say, women, you should submit to your husband. Husband, love your wife. It's not enough. What is submission? What is love? Be patient with your children. What is patience? You have to think about it. How do I go about it? When you are pursuing something, do it according to the rule. You are in school. Do it according. There is no student that does not read and pass. There is no student that does not listen to the teachers and pass. It's not possible. There is no one that is doing sport that does not follow the instruction of the coaches and do well in sport. It's not possible. There is no one who will be the wife of a king that does not take care of herself in the way that a queen should take care of herself, and she becomes the wife of a king. It's not possible. And yet God says to every woman, you are the wife of a king, because you yourself are a royal priesthood. We are kings married to kings. Our lifestyle should be exceptionally classic. Our marriage is supposed to be exceptionally classic. So we need to get wisdom and get understanding. We don't decline from it. We don't say that it's not talking to me. It is talking to the pastors. He said, forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, wisdom and understanding, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, do what? Get wisdom. And with all your getting, with all your getting, with all your pursuit, we are talking about understanding the time. I'm just referring to understanding the times of our own home and family, and how we can make it work, because understanding is putting that wisdom into action. Whatever we gain as knowledge, when we know how to do it, understanding drives us to be able to do it. It's not a matter of coming to church and hearing. It's a matter of doing. The Bible said that we women, we are virtuous women only when we are diligent. Diligent in doing good things as the helper of the home. He said, when the woman helps the home well, just as the Holy Spirit helps us. I told us that when we were changing the name of to anointing of God ministry, it's because of the thinking about it. God gave me the revelation that it is the Holy Ghost that pack everything that works in this kingdom. So the church should be called anointing of God ministries. That is how it was gotten. It was from a place of prayer, a place of meditation. So you cannot say it will work when you don't apply the system. Apply the rules. We call ourselves righteous women and righteous men. Where is the righteousness in us? Righteous means cleanliness. Righteous means not decay. Thank God that the Bible said that Jesus, even is coming for a church without wrinkle, without stain. And have we asked ourselves what stains us and what makes us clean? Yes, Jesus Christ has given us his righteousness so that we can live righteously. He didn't give us his righteousness for us to live sinfully. He gave us his righteousness so that we can live righteously. So we cannot say some things are not for me. They are for the pastors, or for the leaders, your day one. No. You must do something to make it work. The Bible said in the book of Proverbs 31, he said the husband of the righteous woman will be honored at the gate of the city. Why am I even invited to marriage? It's part of understanding the time. Amen. He said the husband of a virtuous woman, a woman who is diligent, a woman who is working, a woman who is using her gift. Because that book tells us that woman, winter, the children does not suffer winter. I said the children have warm clothes during winter because there is a virtuous mother, a good helper at home that makes the husband's they are smart to be able to fulfill his purpose. Do you know that women, we are to help our husbands to fulfill their purposes? Just as the Holy Spirit is helping us to fulfill our own purpose, because we are helpers, while you are fulfilling your own purpose by the power of the Holy Ghost, you help the man to fulfill his purpose. You can do it because we have been given the grace. How many men can do two things at the same time? Ask them, I was here with them this time. Men don't know how to do two things at the same time. Even when I say bring the chair, they don't say no. I go buy something, come back, half of the chair there, the other one was there. I say, why? He will go, I go, yeah, go, give me the chair, pack the chair, pack the chair, pack the chair. Because they want to be doing the work of my men, baby. But when a woman comes to the scene, the woman knows that no. Division of labor, you can do this, you can do this, you can do this, you can do this, you can do this. And everybody is busy doing something. Nobody has time for the other one.
I don't know.
That is the power of the woman. A man concentrates on one thing. So that thing that they said is not possible. When me and our brother Clement and Daddy will be removing it, Daddy will say, no, leave this one, leave that one. I will pass. Okay, what do you want us to do? No answer. I leave that one, go to another thing. I come back, what do you want us to do? No, I told you to remain the mover. When I say Clement the mover, instead of joining Clement. Before we know, Pam, what I'm saying is a woman has that gift naturally. As you are fulfilling your own purpose in your life, it's not stressful for us because we are gifted. You are helping your husband also to rise up. So rather than be complaining, rather than be murmuring, when you are a helper, you get wisdom. How do I solve this? Whatever is paining me, whatever is making me feel uncomfortable, how do I get a solution? While you meditate on how to get a solution, that is where the Holy Ghost helps you. When you meditate on how to fight and scatter the thing, Satan will what? Assist you. So it depends on how you shine your mind. How you think. This morning we have prayed that God should give us the mind of Christ. It's how you shine your mind, how you think about the situation that will make the situation to fulfill the purpose of God for yourself and for your home, or to fulfill the purpose of Satan for you and for your home. Thank you, sir. My daddy said, may I continue? You said, may I continue? So when we are talking about the word of God, we are talking about understanding the times. That is how we do it. You coronavirus come, are you jittering with fear? Or you are telling yourself, I will survive this season. And I will overcome this season. No matter what comes. The taking of the mind. Even the word tells us to be positive towards things. Amen. So that was what happened in these Bible times that we are reading. He said you should exalt wisdom and she shall promote you. She shall bring you to honor. That is why your husband will be called an honorable man at the gate. Why? You promote what? Wisdom. Because you use wisdom, you apply it to your home. Just as you will apply wisdom to your business, you apply wisdom to your gift, you apply wisdom to what you are doing. The city will look at you and call you an honorable person. Amen. And that was what happened. We have this king during the times of Daniel. I told us that we are going to deal with Daniel last week. We don't get to Daniel. Daniel chapter 2. We are talking about understanding the time. So there is this king that was meditating and he was thinking. He looked up around his kingdom. He looked around what is happening to him. He was pondering in his mind. Pondering about himself. Pondering about the society, maybe his kingdom and everything. He was not a Christian. Well, there was no Christian there. But what I would say is that he was an idol worshiper. King Nebuchadnezzar. The Bible says that after and the second year of the reign of King Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams. That means not one. He dreamed dreams within his spirit. What are they reading? Wherewith, not within, wherewith his spirit was troubled and his sleep broke from him. Last week we learned it according to the book of Job. He said at times in deep sleep, horror will come because of vision. So, Nebuchadnezzar dreamt, and this dream that he dreamt, the Bible tells us that when he woke up, because he was so disturbed about the dream, he called all his magicians. He called everyone around him. He told them, he said, come and interpret my dream for me. And then the people say, okay, tell us your dream and we will interpret it for you. King Nebuchadnezzar said, no way. If you really have gift, if you really are a prophet, if really you are able to see the future, if really you know all things, because you are the one always telling me what to do about the season, about the times, you are my advisors. I want you to not only tell me the interpretation of the dream, but tell me the dream that I dreamt. Are you hearing me? We're talking about understanding the time. He said, tell me what is in my mind and tell me the interpretation. He's like when you go to God in prayer. It is through prayer and through the word of God that you are able to draw unto yourself what is in the mind of God for you in any season and in any time. You don't just tell God to talk to you. You seek what you want and it will be given to you. The program of God will be revealed. You don't just sit down there and you think that God will just come and be revealing his program for you. Without you sorting, without you seeking, without you asking. If I don't ask him, he wouldn't say anything. If I don't meditate as I read, he wouldn't say anything. So this king is not God, but he's telling us and replacing and letting us know how we can get something. He said unto them, you really want to know? Tell me my dream and tell me the interpretation. When they said they could not, except if he tells them, he said, okay, all of you, I will kill you. If you don't tell me my dream, and if you don't tell me the interpretation, say the power of God.
The
Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs 22:29, before we go back to Daniel, he says, seest thou a man diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings, he shall not stand before mean men. See you a man, you and I, God has deposited something in us that will make us to be honorable at the gate. There is a gift that God has given unto us naturally that will make us to be the best of our best in any season, in any time. Because God is a giver of goodness. Proverbs 22:29, yeah? 22:29, praise the Lord. So when you look at your life, you already have everything. According to the book of 1 Peter, he said everything that pertains to life and godliness is already given unto you. Now, if actually you have the gift as an interpreter of dream, and that is what the Shandias and all of them that they call, you know, they know how to interpret dreams. He said, but if actually the gift is in you, you should be able to see beyond what any other person can be able with the mind of reasoning be able to tell you. And we said last week that the way you dream is not how the interpretation comes. Abi? Joseph dreamt, he saw come, not to man be, come, bowing down, come. The interpretation was that the brothers will bow down to me. He dreamt, the son and the moon bow down. The interpretation, the father and mother will bow down to me. So you tell me, his son, father, his moon, mother. For that is how God shows vision, and the interpretation is not according to what is being given. So not until you see somebody pursuing you, because you saw the face of someone pursuing you, that is the witch. If God is trying to tell you that He wants to drive you to a purpose, will come, and you are there calling somebody witch. So we are talking about how to understand visions. Understand the time. It's not a picture that you see. It's not all the time that the picture that you see is accurate to the call. We always need to seek the face of God. Amen. Amen. So Daniel, when they said that they were going to kill every one of them, Daniel now asked them, he said, why is it that the king is so much in a hurry to get this dream interpreted that he's not telling anybody? Remember, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams. We are talking about understanding our time. Daniel said, give me time. Let the king give me time. Somebody said, give me time.
Give me time.
And I will get a solution. There is a reason for me asking you to say that. Whatever is happening in your season, in your time, whatever phase of life that you are going through, you are supposed to tell yourself, give me time. I want to deal with this situation. And then you go to the right quarter. As a Christian, I go to the right quarter. As a Christian, to deal with the situation. There is nothing that you will want to fulfill, you will want to do, that you don't need time to get it done. So anything about gara, 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 gara. Now, you the first. Now, if you are happy. Now. Your happiness is never for a long time. Your verse, in waiting. He said, give me time. And this season that I have, this phase of my life, I will be the champion over it.
Amen.
That is how it is. So Daniel said, give me time and let me go and consult the one that said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and you shall open. Matthew 7:7. Because anyone that asks receives. Anyone that knock, it is open for that person. Anyone that seek, that one will surely find. There is one who has given that law. And that person is the one that does not fail, because he's not a man, he is God. He does not fail in what he has spoken or promised. He brings it to pass. So if he says I should ask and I will receive, and he says that I should seek and I will find, and he says that I should knock and it shall be opened, then let me go into asking, into seeking, into knocking. And then when he was going, he called his people. He said, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, our life is at stake. The king has asked something that is difficult to know, that we should tell him his dream and the interpretation of his dream, otherwise we'll die. They went and they sought. They went and they knocked. They went and they asked. And God Almighty opened the heaven for them. Praise the Lord. We are on Daniel chapter 2. So, after he has knocked, I'm just giving us a background because of the time. He called the man that is the chief of them all. And then they came according to the commandment. Told the man that, okay, now you can take me to the king. Because the one that holds heaven and earth, he has answered me. We are talking about what? Understanding the time. So he went to meet, Daniel went to meet Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar asked him, will you be able to tell me my dream and to interpret my dream unto me? The Bible said, hallelujah, I'm still on 2:19. The Bible said that Daniel decreed, he praised the name of God. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Where was the secret revealed? In the night vision. Prayers in the night availed also much. When it is prayed with faith. He said, Daniel was praising God now after he has received the answer. Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. Remember that. Wisdom and the power to accomplish belong to God. And he changes the times and the season. He removes kings and set up kings. He gives wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding, not to fools. He doesn't give wisdom to fools. He gives wisdom to those who are prepared to use their mind in the rightful way. Everyone that wants to use their mind to follow the word of God, he gives them wisdom to accomplish that, because season at times is for a purpose. The Bible said in the book of Psalm 14 also, he said a fool says in his heart there is no God. So he does not expose his wisdom to the fool. That is why those people could not know the dream of Nebuchadnezzar. He gives this to those who are wise, those who are prepared to receive the word of God. Are you getting what we are talking about? Our God is not man, he is God. He said, he changes the times and the seasons. Do you see the reason why at times something is said today, and before it will happen, it takes time? Because if God speaks, he said God is not a man that he should lie. Whatever he has said, he will bring it to pass. So because of you and I, he changes the times and the season so that what he has spoken will surely come to pass. If Abraham has responded early enough, how many times did God told Abraham? He said, Abraham, be blameless before me. Live righteously. He took time for Abraham to get that, until Abraham got to the stage where God was able to say, wow, you have proved that you are of faith. God has spoken, but he was grooming Abraham and changing the times and the season just because he wants the one whom he has chosen, that word to still be fulfilled in the life of that person. This is the power that God has. Satan does not have it. Satan longs to have this power. Satan wants to change the season and the times. It is only when man allows him. But God is the one that has the ultimate power. He said he changes the times and the seasons. He removed kings if they don't behave well and set up kings. May God not remove you from your pit in the mighty name of Jesus. But I just love this one so much. He gives wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. Now, Nebuchadnezzar, like I told us, is an idol worshiper. At times we ask this question here, why is it that Babalawo is doing something and they are able to do it? This is the answer. Nebuchadnezzar was not a man of God. He was idol worshiper. It's just like when Jesus was to be born, they came to meet Herod and they said, we saw the star of a newborn baby that is going to be what? The kings of the Jews. What did he do? He gathered together all the Pharisees, all the priests. He said, tell me the season and the time. When is it supposed to happen? From which village? Because those people did not come back to him. And he wickedly killed all of them. So just as you seek wisdom and understanding to know, if only you are doing it, what is happening in your life? Satan they do to Babalawo they do. This is a juju man seeking what will happen. Prophet was not seeking what will happen. As at that time. This was how Daniel got sense and learned. The Bible told us later that Daniel was fasting and praying for 31 days. With this understanding, he started praying. praying to know about the future. And God revealed to Daniel everything that is happening in our days. His eyes were opened from here. His gift was stirred up from here. You know, before, they threw them into the fire the next time. I mean, the next existence after this one. They put them, something started stirring up in him. Say, wow. So if he walk, I pray, and God even revealed the secret of somebody's dream to me, it made him to go more into digging things from God. But we, me, you, may God help us. When we need something, Father. After we get it, we slack. Until, no Father again. Until next time. May God help us in Jesus' name. And I really pray that we're understanding something. So, Daniel was brought, let me jump it now. Daniel was brought to the king, 27. And when he got to the king, because the king asked him from 26, he said, are thou able to make known unto me the dream which I have seen and the interpretation thereof? Daniel answered him, 27 now. Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king has demanded, cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magician, the soothsayers show unto the king? Another secret today here. He said the dream that you had, the wise men, those people you call wise people, all those are our prophets. He said prophets for them. The wise people, the astrologers, your magicians, the soothsayers cannot show you my dream. Why? Those ones walk with only the things that is revealed.
Yeah.
It is only what you say, it is what you reveal. That is what the demons, the devil, Satan works with. That is why the Bible says, watch your tongue. And watch what you put in your heart, because it is from the abundance of your heart that your mouth is speaking. He said, and this tongue is like a fire. It knows how to destroy. Watch your tongue. Because what you speak out, what you reveal, is what all these people, the magician, the soothsayer, the fake pastors and fake prophets and juju people, that is what they can use. But when it comes to the secret of secrets, which belong only to the Father, 28, it's not possible for you to just get it. It has to be through a vision, through a revelation, by the word of God. Amen. I know some time they go, but bear with me. He said, but there is a God in heaven that revealed what? Secrets. Not what you assume. Not you thinking that because you saw one of your family member that is very, very stubborn. And he brags a lot. He knows how to brag. I go kill you, I go finish you. And then probably something happened in the village and he claimed what she claimed to be the one that did it. That like you, the one that can get name. And then you are shaking. Or maybe the way the person dresses is just rough. Because of that, you don't call that one witch, you call that one wizard. And the clean one where it needs well. You know, those that one be your household enemy. Last week we prayed the prayer. Every familiar enemies be bound and stop from their work in my life and in your life, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
There are familiar enemies. They are so much close to us, you don't know. Familiar. Or maybe what they are doing, we are so used to it, we don't see it as a problem any longer. Some things need to be updated. Amen?
Amen.
Let me continue because of the time. Thank God, say, Jason never come here. No? He said, oh, we are trying to help you. He said, but there is a God in heaven that revealed secrets and make known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. What he dreamt is not for now, it's for when? In the latter days. During the time of Jesus, they said the last days are here. And how many years now? We don't dare inside. 2000. We have been hearing that the last days are here. Look at the dream. He said, not the last day, the latter. Okay. not these ones that we are talking about, not the one even during the time of Jesus. It went beyond, because during the time of Jesus, we already knew that the first prophets are here because we are now in the last what, days. But this dream that was given even 2,000 years or whatever it is, how many years before Jesus, God said it is for the latter days. What shall be in the latter days? Thy dream and the visions of thy head upon thy bed are these. As for thee, O king, thy thoughts came into thy mind. What brought about the dream? He's thinking. What brought about the dream? He's thinking. Just before doing it, so that is why at times we dream dreams according to our thinking. And because you are angry with me, like some people say, I return the pursue me for a dream. I say, if you say, they took at one time now, they wanted to use it to scatter the church. This one said, dream, oh, now me, they wanna. He dream, now I say, if you hate me for no good reason, you are talking bad about me every time. I will pursue you. Why won't I pursue you? So when you are there getting angry with me before you sleep, what will you see in your dream? My spirit will react to what you are doing in your thinking, because you are taking it for against me. So why won't I pursue you? And meanwhile, I'm enjoying my own sleep in my own house, and you said I'm pursuing you. I'm not even thinking about you. So he said, this dream came to you according to your thoughts. When I hear that now, don't be me talking about Bible. He said, as for thee, O king, thy thoughts came into thy mind upon thy bed. What should come to pass hereafter? And he that revealeth secret maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. So he was meditating. What is it that is going to happen? And God showed it. But now see the dream and see the interpretation, if the thing could lie. Amen. He said, but as for me, this secret is not revealed to me from any wisdom that I have more than any living. But for their sake, that shall make known the interpretation to the king, and that thou mayest know the thoughts of thy heart. Thou, O king, sawest and behold a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and from the image end was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, the leg of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. Thou sawest still that a stone was cut out without hands, which smoothed the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and broke them to pieces. Are you following me? He said, then was the iron and the clay, the brass, the silver, the golden, the gold, broken to pieces together, and became like the shaft of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away, that no place, say no place, no place was found for them. And the stone that smoothed the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This is a dream, and we will tell you the interpretation before the king. Now see the dream, an image, golden head, an image, silver, an image, bronze, an image, iron, an image. Iron means with clay. See all the things in one dream. Now hear the interpretation. But I want to decree force into your life. Whatever has been becoming a terror in your life, no matter what, whatever has become a terror in your life, the stone of God will scatter them out of your life in your mighty name of Jesus. Amen. He said, this is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Now listen to the interpretation. Thou, O king, as a king of kings, for the God of heaven has given thee a kingdom, power and strength and glory. And wherever the children of men dwell, the breast of the feet, the fowls of the heaven, as he, that is God, given into your hand, and has made you ruler over them all. Thou art the head of gold. Did you hear? I'm writing. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said this head that we see is actually the Babylonian kingdom. This is your kingdom, the kingdom of Babylon. Your kingdom that you are the one that is king now. But your dream is of later years. And it starts from you. Remember, there were kingdoms before. The Assyrian kingdom and all of them, they were also before this time. He said, but from now on, this is what is going to happen. Because your dream is for later years. And this dream, it has happened though, but it has not fully happened. Amen? Because the Bible tells us that everything that happens in the Old Testament is something like a shadow of things of the New Testament and things to come. Are you listening to me? We are trying to understand the time. We are trying to understand how to interpret some dream. That we don't interpret dream with our mind, but we interpret dream through prayer for God to reveal. Because times and seasons, seasons and time, everything concerning it happens for a purpose. Are we getting it?
Yes.
Amen. So he said, this head that you have seen is what? Is you, your own kingdom, the kingdom of Babylon. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, and after thee, because you are the head of gold, which is the end of 38, 39, he said, and after thee shall rise another kingdom. It was only a man that was shown. But this man that was shown, this image that was shown, what was he talking about? Kingdoms. Empire. Thank you. Talking of kingdom, talking of empire. Amen.
Amen.
And after this shall rise another kingdom inferior to thee, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron. For as much as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, this was Alexander the Great, the Grecian Empire, that breaketh all this shall break in pieces and bruise. And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it of the strength of the iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with mired clay. And we all know that iron cannot be mixed with clay. 42. He said, and as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with mired clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, and they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. So we saw that the head of gold is Babylon, which has already happened according to what we saw up there, 606 to 539 before Christ. The Medo-Persia, also 538 before Christ. Greece, which is the brass, 334 to 367 before Christ. Iron, which is Rome. Remember when Jesus was king? Which empire? Which kingdom was strong?
Rome.
Give unto Caesar what belonged to Caesar, not to God what belonged to God. That was when Jesus Christ came. All these kingdoms already passed away during the time of Rome. And then after Rome was another kingdom. It is called the divided kingdom, which is the clay and the iron. Amen. And this is the kingdom that we have now. Everything mixed. The clay and the iron. The dictatorship. And the democratic government, whatever, whatever. Christianity being strong. Everything mixed. Things are not the way it should be. The kingdom of Rome has already been weakened. Amen. So we call the iron and the clay a divided kingdom. 44, I continue to read because of our time. And in the days of this king shall the God of heaven, that is where I'm going to. In the days of this king these kings, shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. Which kings? The kings of the iron and clay. Where is not only one strong empire ruling the whole world, but different countries having their own power. Different countries staying in their own. So things are mixed. It's not the Roman Empire that is ruling all the whole world again. We have independence here and there. So the things are not mixing together. Even though the kingdom is on. Amen? So he said, during this season, when there is this kingdom of clay and iron. Are you not following me? I purposely will keep quiet so that I will know if you are following me. And not at times it sounds of no interest, or we are trying to learn understanding the times. He said, and the days of these kings, that is where the clay does not cling with the iron. And he said that this will mingle with the seed of men. Mingle with the seed of men. This empire is one. This season is one that want to mingle with men, that want to produce out of man another man. This is a period where iron and clay does not mix, because it mingles with men. Every other kingdom has had men, but this one mingle with men, mingle with the personality of men, mingle with the creation of men. There is an interference to the core of who a human being is. It is this season that something would happen or could happen. Are you getting me? This is when something will be put, will be mingled into man to create another man. So when there is a mingling, because we have to study the times, when there is a mingling into the affairs of men, he's talking as if every other kingdom had nothing to do with man, but it has always had something to do with man. We all in history, we learned about Alexander the Great. We learned about the Roman Empire. It is human who have been governing human. But it was never said or written during those times, despite how the way they destroyed, Austria was bigger than this. From history, Austria holds most part of this Europe. Hungary and all those places, Austria is the one governing them all. Now see how small Austria is. Was that not human being they were dealing with? But it was not called a mingling with men. That is what we are talking about, understanding the times. That period was not termed the mingling of men. He said, and in the days of this king, that is not only one king. I don't have time to start explaining how many kings they have. You know that one. Kings that we have on earth, or president that we have on earth, these days we know how many presidents. He said, during the time, because that will be then next week, the dream of or the vision of Ezekiel, or that of Daniel also, in Daniel chapter 7. He said, and in this king shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. Jesus Christ came during the time of the Roman kingdom. And after the time of the Roman kingdom was wicked. People got their independence from Roman kingdom in this European country. And there is this now the missing. And he said the kingdom of God will be established. When Jesus Christ came, what did he say? He said we should go and preach. He said the kingdom of God is at hand. After he now became the kingdom of God is here. So since that time, what we have been doing till now is establishing the kingdom of God. Preaching the word to the people. Telling the people about the gospel. Telling people to receive Jesus Christ and be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And let the people, their heart by faith, get salvation. That is what we have been doing. Preaching the kingdom of God. Asking people that Jesus is the Lord and the Savior of the whole earth. That is what we have been doing. And we have been doing that for the past 2,000 years. Because all the seasons are the times. They are to a purpose. You can't say that, why has he not come? He said, and in the days. Because these kings are still here. This is a clay that never mingled with the iron. The kings are still existing. He said, this kingdom shall never be destroyed.
Amen.
We belong to our kingdom. What a privilege. We belong to our kingdom that never, never can be destroyed. He said, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. Nobody they follow us, dragon. Now we get a win. This is not a kingdom that somebody else will overpower us and take it. Not like the other kingdoms. That the stronger king will come, defeat that king and take over. Another one will come, defeat that empire and take over. He said, this time the kingdom we are establishing now. He has given us that privilege. He said, go into the world and preach the gospel to the nations of all the earth. He said, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. But, he said, teaching them to observe everything that I am telling you now. He said, and lo, I will be with you. You can't do it alone. I am with you. He said, because I am with you to establish my kingdom that nobody can destroy it. He said, I shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all this kingdom. And those kingdom will not remain, but the kingdom of God shall stand forever. Say, Father, thank you that I belong to those whom you have chosen to establish your kingdom with you. Now, he said, for as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it break into pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold. He said, the great God has made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. And the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. Is the interpretation not sure? Did we not witness the Roman Empire? Did we not hear about the Grecian Empire? Did we not hear about the Medo-Persia? All those things happened. When Daniel dreamt, because Gabriel was going to deliver a message, they went back to fight. They were fighting against the king of Persia, who was already prepared in the head to take over Babylon. Abi, una know it now?
The angel was sustained.
Yes, now, because his time has not reached to talk about the kingdom of Babylon. So the angels of God went to hit him and bind him. Why? You have to come down and fulfill.
Let's continue.
Because the Bible said that after Babylon it happened. Because the word of God was come to pass. So he said this interpretation is what? For sure. Now, 46. He said, King Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshipped Daniel. And he promoted him. And he was just very excited. And Daniel, what I love about him, he said, I didn't do this work alone. I called prayer warriors. We fasted and we prayed together. I needed also some people of faith in the ministry. Friends who know how to pray. Friends who have the same purpose with me. We handled this issue together. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So, oh King, like saying, oh God, when you bless me, bless everyone that you have used to help me to become blessed. That was what Daniel did. He said, so King, don't just bless only me. I had Shadrach. I had Meshach. I had Abednego. We prayed together. So them also blessed them because they assisted me to get this thing done. Remember there was a time we prayed this ministry and I do still pray that prayer personally. Father, bless my helpers. Protect them. Let them never fail in the purpose that you have given unto them for me. If your helpers are destroyed, you are destroyed. But when you pray for your helpers, because at times your helpers could be those who you think that they are doing you evil. But if you pray for your helpers, God will use them and you will be amazed. But if you pray your helpers to die because of you not understanding your dream, you will kill your own destiny. And another thing, don't go as a soul man. Be able to get people from the ministry who have the same purpose with you. Daniel knew them, because when they came to the land of Babylon, Daniel told them, let us not defile ourselves. A lot of people were taken from the palace. A lot of them, young people, were taken from Babylon. The Bible said that Nebuchadnezzar was, he sent them, he said, those who are wise, who are excellent, who are perfect in mind, they should bring them to the palace. It was not only Daniel, Shadrach, and Abednego. How did Daniel choose those people? He tested them. He said, come with me. Let us not define ourselves. Let us not become a sinner. Let us live a righteous life according to how God has called us unto righteousness. And these people, they agreed with him. And they never took him to make him sin. They never tell him to be angry. They never tell him, show your husband. He don't tell him, say your husband don't maltreat you. Tell him so you get power. They didn't tell the husband, which kind of wife now you marry? Send her away. Those are not the kind of friends. These are the friends that are able to enable them to fulfill the purpose of Christ. And because Daniel was blessed, he reminded God, bless those whom you have put around me that made my life to be this beautiful. As you help other people to build their home and build their life, that is how your own life will be built. Amen. And your own life will become perfect. So this thing happened. Daniel spoke, Daniel died. Empire upon empire. Till now, this dream is being still fulfilled. It has not finished. We are just now at the feet. We are not yet at the time when the stone will come and scatter the feet. When will that be? We'll talk about it next week. May the Lord bless us well in Jesus' name.